Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tesla Time News.
Episode 525.
Oh, now you know. So AJ posted, here's a clear example of how Reuters misleads their readers about Tesla. So Reuters reports that BYD outsells Tesla on latest data released this morning for August. However, the information is cherry-picked. It is true that BYD sold a few more units than Tesla in the EU area, 9130 versus 8220, 11% more, but Reuters denies their readers the full picture. The full picture is that in Europe, which includes the EU, Iceland, Norway, Switzerland, and the UK, Tesla outsold BYD significantly, 14,831 versus only 11,455. BYD sold 23% less than Tesla. This data was part of the same data release. Reuters had to have seen it. This was intentional. This means Reuters cherry-picked a smaller subset just to be able to fabricate a negative headline. This is one of their go-to methods to smear Tesla.
And Elon said Reuters misleads constantly.
And we'll be continuing this discussion on Patreon bonus stories today, so please join us on patreon.com/nowyouknow. XAI filed a lawsuit on September 24th in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California, accusing OpenAI of systematically poaching former XAI employees, including engineers Zhaoxuan Li, Jimmy Fraiture, and a redacted ex-executive, possibly the ex-CFO, Mike Liberatore, to steal trade secrets on Grok source code, business plans, and data center operations.
The complaint cites a July email from XAI lawyer Alex Spiro to the redacted ex-executive alleging confidentiality breaches. Spiro was met with a one-line reply. Suck my d-.
Elon said, we sent them many warning letters, but they continued to cheat. Lawsuit was the only option after exhausting all others. XAI posted, announcing an expansion to XAI for Government, making industry-leading frontier AI accessible to the United States federal government users. All federal agencies and departments will get access to our frontier AI model, so Grok 4, Grok 4 Fast, for 42 cents per department for a period of 18 months starting today.
So the federal government can now access Grok 4 for 42 cents per agency. The agreement runs until March of 2027. And by the way, ChatGPT charges $1 per year.
Elon said, with revenue like this, we can finally afford nice things.
So that's not per user.
No.
That's per department.
Yes.
Okay.
This is kind of, you know, to hook people, I think. So get them to know that basically they're not going to be able to live without it once they try it for 18 months.
That's how they get you.
Thanks to Plaid for sponsoring this episode.
We were impressed as soon as we started using the Plaid Note, this credit card size professional note taker.
We've used it when shooting videos, and it's very accurate at telling who is speaking.
Even though our voices are very similar, it can tell if it's me
or me speaking.
With the AI feature Ask Plaid, you can ask it to make smart tasks like, after a recent interview with the CEO, I asked Plaid to find all the instances where the CEO had talked about a certain new product. It saved us so much time when editing because we could quickly go to each part instead of having to scrub through the whole 1 hour interview, which normally takes hours. The Plaid Note can record, transcribe, and even summarize,
which would be great for meetings, calls, or anytime you want to effortlessly take notes.
I've been on nonprofit boards where you have to take meeting notes and provide summary to the board. It can take so much time trying to scribble down notes and then write up a summary. When I was in government for 25 years, we paid a secretary hundreds of dollars to take meeting minutes, but they summarized the meeting how they saw fit.
I've noticed that the Plaid AI summaries gives you a really great breakdown of what happened during the meeting, who said what, and what next steps are going to take place, etc. Crystal clear recording and transcription with automated summaries immensely saves workload and boosts productivity. It's simple to attach to your phone or insert into your wallet.
Applaud Note supports 112 languages for highly accurate transcriptions.
It can merge recordings. You just choose multiple audio clips and merge them into one.
Capture everything and miss nothing when taking notes.
The Applaud Note has greatly helped our work. Use our discount code NYK to get 20% off at the link below.
Thanks to Applaud for sponsoring this episode. So not only did Tesla beat the Swedish IF Metall Union, as we have previously reported, but Tesla vehicle sales in Sweden surged this month.
The Model Y is again the best-selling car in Sweden, with new Model Y sales up 492% over August.
And the month ain't over yet. Baby, you just ain't
into nothing yet. That's crazy. Tesla is now offering robotaxi rides in Austin throughout the day and night, 24 hours a day from Giga Texas.
Yeah, riders can bring up to two guests, but the robotaxi user must remain present for the ride. And of course, there's still a Tesla safety employee in the front. This is going to be really nice for employees at the Gigafactory getting off a late shift.
Mm.
And to be fair, we should cover Waymo too.
Absolutely. Nick Cruz-Patain said, Waymo may as well add sonar sensors at this point.
Looks like a road. And it looks like the Boring Company has delivered its Belt cassette system to the Music City Loop site in downtown Nashville.
Wow, I wouldn't have expected a Boring Machine to be such a fan of music that they have like a whole bunch of, you know, cassettes to listen to while they work.
Oh, no. So I'm sorry. The Belt Machine is that thing, the conveyor belt that removes the tunnel spoils.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's no people in the tunnel. It's people-less. And thank you to Blake Ermos for filming what's going on there in Nashville. The Boring Company posted the Global Operations Control Center is online in Bastrop, Texas. Engineering and ops teams can remotely monitor and control multiple boring machines simultaneously across the country from this one room.
That's pretty cool. That's not really so cool. Boring. That's pretty neat.
That's really neat. All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
And Cybertruck posted Starting Them Young. And this, of course, is over at Giga Texas, where they're doing a big delivery event. So if you want to pick up your car there, they're having like a mini racetrack for kids.
Isn't that fun?
So are you looking for an e-bike with a lot of nice components, you know, like hydraulic brakes and torque sensing and quality 9-speed shifter, maybe front fork suspension and long range, but you don't want to spend like $3,000.
Oh, what? You don't want to spend even $2,000?
Well, we just reviewed the Fido Nomads touring bike over on Now Let's Review channel, and at $1,199, it could be just what you're looking for.
We walk you through all the specs and features of this and dozens of other e-bikes that we've reviewed, and we do it because even though e-mobility is exploding, they're still mysteriously hard to find.
Yeah, it's not like you can just pop down to the mall and find your next e-bike or scooter.
Yeah, most bike shops only carry a couple of e-bike brands.
If they carry any at all. And like Best Buy only has very limited selection.
Plus, how do you know what features you need?
That's where we come in.
We've been testing e-bikes and e-scooters for years, and we want to give you the information that you need to make informed choices.
So check out our review of the Fido Nomads today and see if it might be the right e-bike for you. All right, it's time for some SpaceX news. And Starbase Texas said,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kachika Beach is eroding at 5 to 20 feet per year. Starbase City Commissioners met tonight to formalize an agreement with Cameron County and make plans to stop the erosion and rebuild the dunes. The collaboration will leverage state, federal, and private partnerships from SpaceX.
Nice.
And United Airlines has announced that the FAA has approved its first mainline aircraft equipped with Starlink, which will be clearing the way for its first Starlink flight on October 15th.
What's a mainline flight?
It refers to the primary operating plane, so in this case, Boeing 737-800s. The first inaugural flight should be departing from the New York, New Jersey area. And construction of the 32-megapack battery storage site at SpaceX's Launch Complex 39A at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida is underway, as we can see here.
And the new Giga Bay on Roberts Road at the Kennedy Space Center is being built.
This is where new starships will be built on the East Coast.
But I thought Starbase was on the East Coast.
Starbase is In the middle, like the Gulf middle? Of America?
People from the coast of Texas. Let us, what do you, you know?
The South Coast?
Is it East Coast?
Mid-coast?
Is the Beast Coast or West Coast the best coast? You know, what do you subscribe to here? And Starship Flight 11 has been pushed back by a week. The new target date is October 11th.
Here is Super Heavy Booster 15, Starbase Mega Bay 1. I don't know what they're going to name the new Mega Bay. All right, it's time for Patreon bonus stories. Join us on Patreon today for more content.
We have a new Model Y front cooler to give away. So enter to win that. It's easy. You just comment on the post and you'll automatically be entered.
But you have to be a patron. Also, Patreon bonus stories and Investor Club bonus stories, so you're not going to want to miss these.
Join us today, and thank you to all of our wonderful patrons. We will see you guys over on Patreon.
All right, we're back from a Patreon bonus stories. Time for X's of the Week. Elon said Grok Vision can understand pretty much anything you point the camera at. Mike Benz says they hid 250-plus FBI plainclothes agents in the crowd on January 6th from us for over 4 years. They ducked and dodged the question at every hearing, hoping we would never find out the incredible answer we just got today.
Elon said, very troubling. I hope all the details come to light.
Cool shell formation found on Beachwalk. Elon then said 1.21 gigawatts of training, XAI. Yunta Tsai said reality is like a spring. The more you displace it, the stronger it will coil back. And then a formula. Elon reposted Tesla's post, if you bought a Model 3 in 2017, you now have access to features that did not exist when your car was built, like Sentry Mode, Dashcam Viewer, Automatic Blind Spot Camera, Dog Mode, Trip Planner via the Tesla app, battery preconditioning for faster supercharging, better entertainment and music options, and the list goes on, all delivered for free via software updates. Hey, you've got one of those cars.
That's very true.
Bill Gurley posted, I hope everyone in Washington, D.C. and leaders around the globe understand how bold and generous it is that Tesla open sources their patents. It's a contribution to all of society and unprecedented.
And Elon responded with a heart.
Doge Designer says every few months, the media makes up new lies to attack Elon Musk. Now they're trying to link his name to Epstein Island. Democratic Party and their media allies see Elon as a threat because he exposes corruption, challenges their narrative, and gives people free speech through X. So yeah, Forbes tried to say that Elon planned a trip to Epstein's private island.
And Elon said this is false.
Gustav Anderson quoted Elon. He said, I don't recall introducing Epstein to anyone as I don't know the guy well enough to do so. Epstein is obviously a creep and Zuckerberg is not a friend of mine. Several years ago, I was at his house in Manhattan for about 30 minutes in the middle of the afternoon with Tallulah Riley, as she was curious about meeting this strange person for a novel she was writing. We did not say anything inappropriate at all, apart from weird art. He tried repeatedly to get me to visit his island. I declined.
And Elon said, exactly.
Sky News posted, Elon Musk and Prince Andrew named in latest Epstein files release. And of course, Community Notes says, context needed, while both names appear, the circumstances are vastly different. Elon's name appeared as a possible schedule item in question only.
And Elon said, shame on Sky News for this utterly misleading headline. Anyone pushing this false narrative deserves complete contempt. Epstein tried to get me to go to his island and I refused. Yet they named me even before Prince Andrew, who did visit.
Scott T. Mannanen says, Elon Musk, if you plan on guiding humanity into an infinite frontier of exploration, then please leave politics to lesser minds. The world's first trillionaire should focus upon the future and leave politics to the politicians.
And Elon said the decline and fall of the United States would prevent the expansion of consciousness beyond Earth.
And Yunta Tsai said the problem of politics is that it can be defined as drag coefficient of a civilization. I'm reading every school board meeting not because I like it, but my kid's future depends on it and understand where the funding goes. My kid kept complaining about dirty fruit being served in school lunch and made her sick. So politics, who the school superintendent is, does affect my kid. Unfortunately, leaving politics to lesser minds would increase the drag coefficient, not decrease it. Eventually, the civilization would stop moving.
And Elon said, exactly.
Ari Fleischer said, I don't know if James Comey is innocent or guilty, but I do know that when the Biden DOJ indicted Trump aides Peter Navarro and Steve Bannon, the Washington Post and the New York Times treated it as straight news, not as Biden going after opponents. But now it's all about Trump getting his enemies.
And Elon posted, bullseye.
Mr. Fundman says, crazy that so many people still don't know that this is the best vehicle you can own right now. There is nothing even remotely close.
And Elon said, true. And today on Patreon, we're going to be sharing something that we did with our Cybertruck a few days ago that no other truck that we've ever owned could have done.
Elon reposted Tesla North America saying deliveries in full swing. And Elon said the mind virus is powerful, but now it will die. All right, it is time for new superchargers. We've got three pages, so buckle up.
We have the 8-stall version 4 in Sirdal, Norway.
We got number 86 in North Carolina, the 12-stall in Babeyne, North Carolina.
The 3-stall in Baoding, China.
The 3-stall in Fuzhou, China.
The 3-stall in Zhuzhou, China.
The 4-stall in Nanchang, China.
The 3-stall in Duguan, China.
The 4-stall in Wenzhou, China.
The 3-stall in Baoding, China.
The 3-stall in Nijing, China.
The 3-stall in Zhaoqing, China.
The 3-stall in Jinhua, China.
The 4-stall in Nanchang, China.
Number 87 in Sweden, the 12-stall in Karlstad, Sweden.
Number 205 in Florida is the 20. 20 stall version 4 at Pinellas Park, Florida.
The 20 stall version 4 in Pleasanton, California.
Number 133 in Australia is the 8 stall in Waterloo, New South Wales.
The 3 stall in Yantai, China.
The 3 stall in Zhejiang, China.
Number 37 in Wisconsin, the 8 stall version 4 in Racine, Wisconsin.
The 3 stall in Nantong, China.
Number 156 in Norway, the 12 stall version 4 in FG, Norway.
An expansion from 4 to 8 stalls in Pello, Finland.
The 20 stall version 4 in Encinitas, California.
An expansion from 20 to 24 stalls in Goodyear, Arizona.
Number 57 in Colorado, the 8th stall in Sterling, Colorado.
Number 32 in Thailand is the 4th stall in Nonthaburg.
The 4th stall version 2 in Baotou, China.
The 3rd stall in Changzhi, China.
The 3rd stall in Xi'an, China.
The 3rd stall in Shaoxing, China.
The 4th stall in Hotan, China.
The 3rd stall in Tangchang, China.
The 4th stall version 4 in Kyoto, Japan.
The 3rd stall in Chanchong, China.
The 3rd stall in Suzhou, China.
The 3rd stall in Anshang, China.
The 3rd stall in Zhumadian, China.
The 3rd stall in Taizhou, China.
Number 2396 in China, the 10th stall in Chaoqing.
Number 594 in California, the 8th stall version 4 at Turlock.
Number 36 in Mexico, the 4th stall in Campeche, Mexico.
Number 103 in Pennsylvania, the 12th stall version 4 at Kane, Pennsylvania.
And number 39 in Tennessee, number 2811 in the US, and number 7753 in the world, the 16th stall version 4 in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Woo!
Thank you for joining us today, everybody.
We'll see you on Tuesday.
Now you know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.